Government-issued trailers or mobile homes to shelter residents displaced by recent hurricanes. The administrator says the number of storm-damaged homes exceeds the agency's supply of manufactured housing units. More details on all these stories can be found at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the studios in downtown Redding. That's right, we are in the center of Redding. We're watching all the everything that happens around us. It's been exciting. It is exciting. It will continue to be exciting. Good morning, everybody. It's the 19th of September 2017, 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Boom.
Good morning. What's the weather look like? As he says, as he yawns and tries to put coffee in his mouth.
Well, it was good sleeping weather, I'll tell you that. It got down nice and cool last night. What a difference just a few days makes. It was, was it like a week ago? We were dying with a 90 degree overnight or something like that.
You know, when it, 110, 100. Yeah, It was just, but we kept saying, it's going to get cooler.
It is. In fact, halfway through September, mostly sunny today, a high near 75, some south winds, 20% chance of showers after 11 p.m., so we could see some clouds tomorrow. Nothing really solid in the forecast, but it is going to keep the temperature in the 70s as we kind of release the heat out of our bodies back into the world, and we can wear more than just the basics. Yeah, I was looking for something I could actually say on family radio there.
Yes.
Right now in Redding, it is a delicious 50 degrees. We'll have a lake report a little bit later on in the hour. This brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business, a locally owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Wow. So, went up to the View 202 last night.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm liking? I had the Linda's friend, and she'll be on the show tomorrow, Marie. Mm-hmm. She and Linda auditioned the same day and got hired the same day. For the to be part of the Dean Martin troupe back when Linda was, it had been 60, it was probably 78 mm-hmm. when Linda was 19.
Yeah.
And so Marie, who had been in a lot more had a lot more experience. She'd been on Broadway shows, she had been on TV several times, she'd wanted to be an entertainer since she was a child too. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting story because now she's an interior designer, not a decorator but a designer, and designs houses and the inside, different types of office buildings and these kinds of things.
So you got to kind of know what you're doing.
Yeah. You know, and all and they range from the group that last group that was there for Dean Martin range from real estate developers to real estate sales and development to fitness gurus to a teacher in a Christian school.
This was not a bunch of bimbos.
No, it's not. And so they're all they all have accomplished and they've all done things with their lives. So it was, and you can understand why when you see the drive in their lives to mm-hmm. do something like this. I mean, it's the constant. You know what here is the constant rejection when you go into auditions. We like your voice, or we like you dancing, or we like your the way you look. But it's not for this role, but it's one for this one, and so we think you ought to go over to this thing. I mean, it's really, it's when you start
the chase.
When you start listening to them talk, it's really interesting. Or Linda got a part one time because she came in and they said, oh, no, the singing part's for yesterday. But she was told it was that day. So she said, wait a minute, I came all the way down here. I want to sing. So she sang and they hired her.
Persevere. Yeah. I can see Linda doing that. She's not inclined to take no for an answer if she thinks she's got a shot.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Okay, a lot of things happening here. Okay, here's my favorite one right now. There is a lady who was having a pregnant lady having a baby shower here in Reading at a church.
Okay,
so this is Saturday. So she comes out. And her car's gone, so she calls the police. And she had I guess she had a LoJack or some kind of system on the car.
A tracking
device of some kind. Anyway, the police track it down to Reading, and she was in Anderson, and they track it to Reading, and then it started moving, and they trapped it, arrested the guy, a 19-year-old gentleman by the name of Kyle Thompson. And Kyle wasn't really too, you know, yeah, so what? I don't care if she's pregnant. She was at her baby shower. Yeah, so what? This was Saturday, right? So when the jail records were checked on Sunday, guess who wasn't there? That's right.
Kyle. Catch and release apply to the trout.
Either they just missed his name or it hadn't caught up with records or what, but his name wasn't there when they checked on Sunday.
Well, it's not a violent crime.
Violent, sexually oriented, you know, it's not a sex crime. It's not a violent crime. It's just people taking your damn car, taking your stuff out of your car, ripping you off, taking stuff that's important to you, your business stuff, whatever, tools, and that's okay. Yeah, but it's nonviolent. Blame the legislature. Blame the, you know what? We.
Blame the victim for actually having something.
We, as a state, voted for these propositions of 47 and 52 or 57 and Proposition 109. Those are all propositions that we voted for. Thank us, but thank the government and the way they write these things for, doing this, for getting us into the situation and then leaving us in this situation. And you know what? And let's just take it down a few levels, too. But the Board of Supervisors, what have they done? What have they done to get more bed space? They just made an announcement. They're putting another $500,000 into it. When was that announcement made? Last month? How about that? What's been going on the last 5 years?
Yeah.
You know, this is starting to get me into a rant here. Because you got cops arresting these jerks. You got sheriffs arresting these jerks. You got district attorneys spending their time, putting these people, addressing this.
Yeah.
We've got a jail that people are in there with 7 to 8 year terms. This is a jail. It's not a prison. The lawyers are circling the jails like vultures because all they have to say is this does not meet the requirements for ADA. Ooh.
Yeah.
And when you got that, well, that's like $100,000 to fix this one area for to make sure that it's compliant. Well, you don't have that. And I bet if they really wanted to get after it, they'd look at the exercise area down at the jail because it is not big.
Yeah.
And say, this is not enough exercise. These guys can't walk around. They cannot. If you're in it for 7 or 8 years, you can't get out in the sun.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, but it's just a matter of time till they start coming after it. And then what do? You either make the changes, which we can't afford to do. Or what?
You
what do you do
cut
then?
Them loose.
No, you can't cut them loose. I mean, they're in here for They're in there for 8 years for something that's serious, So, can you at that point do you transfer them to another jail? You say, hey, here's a long-term guy. Here, we're going to pay you to take him, because you've got the right kind. But no jail is set up. I shouldn't say that. No jail. I don't know how all the jails are set up. But sure, most of the jails aren't set up for long-term prisoners.
Whatever the solution, it's going to cost us money.
You think?
Right out of our pockets. And I would point out that the legislators who are writing these bills that punish the rest of us, including the law-abiding citizen, themselves generally live in a gated community, and when they go to work, they park in an underground parking lot with an armed guard. They don't have to worry about their vehicle being stolen now, do they?
Well, you know what, though? You can say that. You can say, they live in these gated communities, and they blah, blah. But you know what? No. I don't think, frankly, here in Redding, we have some really nice communities that are gated. Guess what? They still get broken into. They still have their houses ripped off. It's the, you know what? They come in from the rear. They come in from the green, the green belts. They just follow the green belts up, jump over the fence, and now they're in the people's house.
Okay. Somebody in the chat room saying about the signatures for the recall. Okay, fine on the recall. How does that, in and of itself, solve everything?
Well, it may solve some things. And by the way, the signatures for the recall—we've been—they've been advertising on the station here. So let's talk about that advertising for the recall. You can sign. They're having a day of drive-in and sign-ups, and they are at the San Francisco Deli today. And where's the other one, Bob? One on Bocelli was canceled.
Not the old Raley's building.
No, that one was canceled on Bocelli.
Okay. The Hartnell, the Hartnell Loop in that center. I think we'll be playing the spot here, not this next break, but at some point this morning.
Well, we'll find somebody that actually knows where this place is and tell us where the signatures are. And people are writing in right now. I know that the Raley's one on Bocelli was canceled. Okay, but the San Francisco Deli was still on, and the phone's ringing right now. Meanwhile, we're going to do we have an answer here?
Okay, who's this? All right, hold on a bit.
Okay.
And you shall receive.
Ask and you shall receive. Okay. Where are the signatures at today? If you want to sign recall petitions, you can go to
San Francisco Deli down on Athens.
On Athens.
Or the old vacant Raley's on Hartnell.
Okay. Those are the two you could go on. But the one on Bocelli.
Now, we were going to have actually Bocelli. But somebody in there said that they didn't want to solve anything in our community. They'd rather have it the way it is. So please don't do it in our parking lot.
Okay. All right. So
that's the way things are. And Bob, just so you and I are on the same page, no, this is not going to solve everything. But it starts in the right direction.
Okay, I'll concede that.
You gotta start somewhere.
That's what I mean. You've got, if this is what people believe, that this is democracy. This is democracy in action here. You have
this
a republic. But this is people who feel like they're not going in the right direction, that the people that are in the office are not going to change. So they need to make the change, and they need to make it now. And not a year
from
now.
And a lot of the things that we're having problems with are budget issues. And the people who are being recalled are the people who have advanced most of the raises. Now, some of the others have voted for them, but quite frankly, these people were the force behind it, and they continue to make those changes. If you remember Francie, for her victory celebration, she did it at a union headquarters, and quite frankly, we have 11 contracts up for renegotiation. So we just we need somebody in there that's more objective.
Okay. All right, Vint. Thanks a lot. So if you want to go sign, if you want to go sign the petitions, because in a republic you can do this. If you want to go sign the petitions for the recall? The recall. They are at the San Francisco Deli on Athens, and they're at the Hartnell at the closed Raley's Shopping Center right there. I'm sure you'll see the people out there collecting signatures. Okay, you can just drive through and sign.
And briefly, let me toss something out here. Sometimes I will voice something as a sort of a devil's advocate, as a producer would to incite phone calls. So some people don't take this too personal.
Well, some people have. There's some people on the chat room that said don't have somebody else start your car. I'm not sure what that means. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. This is, Sleep Number has been with us, for 4 years? And we've been sleeping on that bed for 4 years. So last night, in a fit of madness, I kept my finger on the remote too long. And Linda says, what did you set that at last night? And I said, I'm sure it was at your usual 40, dear. Then I looked at it. It was at a 20. She said, it was really, you know, it was soft. And I went, oh, I must have got carried away somehow. Anyway, I mean, this is how good the bed is that it just all the way down and then all the way back up. I mean, this is great. You can't get any better than that, I thought, until they introduced the Sleep Number 360, which when you move, it adjusts with you. Is this great? Is a night of sleep, a full sleep, how valuable is that? You know, for me and Linda, and I'm sure for everybody, a good night's sleep makes all the difference in the world the next day.
For anybody who has to get up at 5 a.m., it's a great thing.
It's a great thing. And sometimes I get up at 4 because Elk Killer needs to go outside and for whatever reason and just comes right over and makes sure that I know it too. Anyway. Here you go. With responsive air technology, the bed senses your every mood and automatically adjusts to you. Wow. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on down to see the Sleep Number store. Come in down and enjoy introductory savings of $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You know what? It doesn't get any better than that. We'll be right back.
Are high and anticipation is building for the annual Ducky Derby presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
We've got to be ready by September 24th at 1:30 for the big drop.
Plus, second prize is the San Francisco Giants weekend courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 24th at 1:30 p.m.
At Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions is in everything we do, including our new personal checking accounts with added features designed to give you a little extra security and peace of mind. Cell phone insurance gives you up to $300 to repair or replace your phone if it's damaged or stolen. And ID protection provides ongoing identity monitoring, 3-in-1 credit reports, and identity theft resolution services. Plus, each personal checking account comes with access to branches throughout Northern and Central California, over 25,000 surcharge-free ATMs, advanced online and mobile banking, and live banker support by phone 7 days a week. With our unique brand of service with solutions, we strive to improve your financial success and well-being. To learn more about our new personal checking accounts, stop by your local branch or visit tricountiesbank.com. Insurance products are not insured by FDIC or a federal government agency, not a deposit of or guaranteed by the bank or any bank affiliate. Member FDIC.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, everybody. How you doing out there? 25 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 as the circus is in town outside our studio. 50 degrees going up to 75 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, okay, this weekend, be prepared for Paisano Days. That's right. Paisano Days is going to be Friday, September the 22nd, and Saturday, September the 23rd at South City Park. Wow. From Friday, September 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., all you can eat spaghetti with meat sauce, spaghetti with pesto sauce, salad, and garlic bread. $10 for adults when purchased in advance, and $12 at the gate. They're going to have a bocce ball tournament with Jake Mangus, president of Reading Chamber of Commerce, is going to do the ceremonial first roll with Kim Niemer, director of community services. He's got the Pat Karch Quartet going. You can still enter probably the bocce ball tournament. Anyway, the bocce tournament continues the next day on Saturday, and will continue to go on. It's an Italian heritage information booth, vendor and crafter booths, lots of food. Italian sausages, meatball sandwiches, hot dogs, cannoli, fun and games, laser tag, huge raffle with a grand prize of $500 cash. Boy, cooking demonstration by Chief Pam in the afternoon. You know what? It's just going to just have to go down there. And their spaghetti is outstanding. But you know what? It may be worth on Saturday for sure going down and getting a meatball sandwich.
I have done that in the past, and that is some good stuff.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. On September 22nd, also, they're going to have a rockathon on Canby Road for the at the Reading Pilgrim House. That'll be with the residents rocking in rocking chairs at times.
Okay.
They're going to be rocking chairs. They're rocking right along there. It's a nonprofit retirement community in Shasta. I'm not sure why I'm even told you about that. They're going to have a rockathon, though.
Let me read.
Somebody hands me these things. I got to go back and read that one again.
Rock me gently.
Hey, you ever watch the Emmys?
I did not, but I was very gratified to. I guess it wasn't terribly well watched, and it very significant that the top awards went to a non-traditional network.
It did. Handmaid's Tale. Linda started.
Which we just finished, yeah.
Yeah. Have you watched that?
Yeah.
Linda's watching it right now. And the girl, Moss, whatever her name is, Elizabeth Moss,
yeah.
Who was in the Mad Men also in that series, you know, Mad Men on AMC. Yeah. Anyway, the series walks off with five Emmys, and, yeah. You know, Best Actress and all this. It is a strange.
Yes, and an expansion essentially on the movie by the same name, which I think came out in the 90s, which might have been during the Reagan era. Essentially a dystopian view of essentially...
Of women.
Well, the dystopian view is what would happen if a group of people who were fundamentalists took on Taliban tendencies, when you boil it down.
It's weird.
Yeah.
And because it's after some kind of anyway, going back to the
a
Emmys,
revolution.
Though,
yeah.
I don't watch the Emmys anymore. Yeah. First of all, Emmys, Oscars, self licking ice cream cones. They go out there and tell each other how great they are. But it's gotten political to the point where why would you even want to do something like that? I mean, it's you know, you miss obviously you miss probably some great acceptance speeches by people who say, hey, thank my family, I want to thank my friends, you know, if that's why I'm here. And it's not a you know, it's not their 30 seconds to whack away at your beliefs. Anyway, I think a lot of the people in the United States also starting to feel this. The NFL attendance is down. Did you see the 49ers game and the Panthers by any chance?
No.
I was flipping through and I stopped. The stands in the second half, I thought everybody was wearing red. I was wrong.
Those are the seats.
Those were the seats.
Oh, man.
And you look at it, and I mean, oh, my gosh, the place was, there was not a lot of people there at the San Francisco Giants game. I mean, what happened?
Yeah.
And then you've got other games that are being sparsely attended. And
well, when they want $120 for a seat, and then it's to go watch a political rally.
Well, I guess you could say that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Bank. got to get back on time here. Cornerstone Bank, you know, they've opened their second downtown branch here on California Street. And I should say on California Street, right down by Jack's. Cornerstone Bank is a local bank that started here in Reading, and it continues to grow because they continue to attract more business, more people in for the highest level of personal service that you know that you will come to enjoy with all the banks. They have extended hours at their drive-through teller and A&M. Drive-through hours Monday through Thursday are 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Friday 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. That Cornerstone Bank is, they want you to experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Visit online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back. It is 7:30.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call Certified Financial Planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom is offering free investment reviews all month. To meet new people, Tom is hosting his Financial Bingo event this Wednesday, September 20th at Tortilla Flats Restaurant. For good food, prizes, and a chance to meet an investment professional that truly cares about his clients, call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Tom has been helping clients for over 15 years to manage their investments. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the bright financial future you deserve. To join Tom for Financial Bingo or for free investment review, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA SIPC.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
And now, back to our show.
Come over here.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda, it's Tuesday's on assignment. Plus our girlfriend's here from her. The gold diggers are getting back together. So, at least two of them are here. Marie is visiting Linda. She's an interior designer and plus other things that she does. 26 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Yeah, it's 50 degrees out there. Yeah, it's going up to 75 today. Yeah, it's going, this is it. This is fall. It'll be winter next week. So is your heater working? You know what? You don't think about is your heater working. Or if it's a part of one system, how about your filters? What about your filters? Because all the smoke this year. Isn't it time to check and make sure while you have a little breather here? So you call Alliance Heating and Air. This is what they do. They've got programs where they'll come out and check everything and make sure that your heater is working, you know, that your air conditioner is going to be put away safe, the whole thing, from Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that, is because they are the best in the North State. These are the only ones that we would have do business on any of our HVAC systems. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, we've got a new, we have a new newsman in the morning for our 6 to 7 o'clock news, and it's Chris Gomez. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're not a stranger to the mic.
No, I have been in broadcast media for about 17 years now. I worked in radio for about 5 in the early 2000s, and then I transitioned to the business section of television.
I'm watching Bob. He goes, 17 years. I've known him.
You've
known him.
Yeah,
back in the day. Yeah,
yeah. Little Gomer, as I was lovingly referred to by Bob.
Little Gomer.
Little Gomer. I'd always come in. I'd come into the radio station. And he'd be like, Gomer.
Oh, you are. You know what? She's just your. Was he your little Gomer there? That's cute. All right. So you know, but you do a lot of other things. You're in the improv.
Yeah, I haven't been in the improv is like the as a whole is taking a break until the new Riverfront building opens up, and then they're going to probably transition to being over there and having the space, because they had scheduling conflicts a lot with Old City Hall, so it just wasn't working. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm actually in the current Riverfront Playhouse production of Two in the Aisle, Three in the Van.
You know what? I'm hearing nothing but, you know, everybody that's talking about this. This is a hilarious comedy, but it's adult. Don't bring your kids to this.
It's I mean,
there's certain words.
Yeah, it's again, like the language is not perverse in the fact that it's like for like shock value or to make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's very just conversational, like how we all kind of talk outside of being behind a microphone, you know, FCC regulation. So yeah, it's absolutely, it just feels very real. It's really funny. It's one of the funniest scripts I've ever read, and I'm really honored and proud to be a part of this production.
Now, what part do you play in that?
I play Eric. He's a director of local plays, and he's kind of like, he kind of feels that everything needs to be Quentin Tarantino-ized for, so.
Oh, yeah.
So he
yeah.
makes, so, I mean, he wants, you know, the Sound of Music to have a theologian anti-fascist, you know.
Now, your wife's in this too, right?
She is. She plays the genie, who is the stage manager kind of person.
And I asked her, because you've done these things before, stage managing and other things. Mm-hmm. So all of you do everything in the theater.
Yes.
And she goes, yeah. And I said, are you able to say things you always wanted to say? She goes, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh
it's
yeah,
there.
There's yeah. It's written in there, and you know, you just get to, and if you've ever gone to see local theater, which hopefully you have, I mean, it's a great,
oh, yeah.
great, thing,
a
to
great
do,
thing to do.
You can honestly just get a feel for what it's like to be backstage or putting a show together in this, and it's just, it takes the best parts of what it is to do that. It takes the blood, sweat, and tears into it, and really puts that out on stage for people to see.
Well, Chris, you know, we're really glad, you know, that you came aboard with us to, you know, to do our news in the morning. And people say, well, you know, why do you change? Well, we change things, and we change things up and down because we need to make changes, not necessarily in just one spot, but in two or three different areas to give people more time to do something, to give them a rest,
right?
To push people out. But to have a pro coming in like this and just be able to step in and do the boards and do the be able to do the news is just, it's great.
Well,
we certainly appreciate that.
It's appreciated. I love it. I'm still, you know, this is my second day in, and so I'm still a little rusty. You know, it's bound to happen, but you know, I'm getting the feel for being back behind the microphone. I think it's not quite like riding a bicycle, but it's close.
As long as you don't describe the news, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
blank,
exactly.
blank news. Oh yeah. Gosh, the computer's not feeding me.
Yeah, let's not editorialize this.
It's not editorial, yeah. And that's one of the things we talked about. what. Just give the news. Don't talk about why. Don't, you know, saying, oh, gee, I think he may have been thinking this.
Yeah.
No. We don't know what he may have been thinking. We just go, just here's the news.
That's
make up your own mind.
Yeah.
And that's what you've done. And you've done a great job.
That's what shows like this is for. So you can express your opinion.
Editorialize all you want here. And we have people like Joel Stratton. Stratton McClure is going to come on. And Joel is... And he is a self-professed socialist, and he and I get into just wonderful debates. But he's coming in today to talk about the joining the fight for Alzheimer's and the first survivor of Reading walked in Alzheimer's.
Yeah, and me as a person, Bob knows. I feel I'm kind of a liberal person, but I like to take the I like to hear the other sides. In fact, I was listening to your show I think it was Friday. And I was listening to you talk about the DACA thing, and I was like, okay, your description of it made a lot of sense to me. And I was like, okay. And so it's nice to be able to come from an area to where you feel kind of liberal, but you can actually listen to other people's.
Well, you know, and that's the thing is, you know, you can say, well, yeah, but this and this and this. But if you don't have an open mind, you can't learn.
Exactly.
And I look at DACA as something that was done. I mean, you understand it. And there's 800,000 people there, that are DACA. And if you follow the rule of law, it should never happen. So in my opinion, that it needs to be either a law. First of all, we need immigration reform. This is ridiculous. We don't have it. We don't have a secure border, in my opinion. And so there's got to be something done. And I don't know if people really grasped that. When Trump threw it back to the Senate and the House, that you guys, this is your job, and you need to do something about it. I think the fear is that it's not just the dreamers; it's everybody that's in the downline and upline.
Well, yeah, and what you said the other day, which was the fact that, you know, if you're contributing to society, you know, you're working or you're going to college, you're making the country better. So that's great. But it's the ones that are, you know, the felons. I'm like, yeah, that makes total sense. You know, to me too. Like, it just makes a lot of sense. You know, make room for the people who are contributing as opposed to the people living off of the system.
And there's got to be. And if you know what, and my son-in-law is arrested. You know, he does sweeps for the most wanted felon. He's a U.S. Marshal, and he's picked him up in the first thing. You know, in the periphery, in the collateral. And I'm a dreamer. Okay, what school did you go to? And they can't tell you. You know, so you know these guys, they fit the age group, but they're not dreamers.
Yeah. Bon. Yeah. Chris, backtracking just a little bit. Mm-hmm. You will have to agree with me, I think, that if you look at the spectrum, there are people on both sides of the political spectrum who simply will not listen to any point of view that is not in precise alignment with their own and will dismiss them viciously.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you and I have had discussions on Facebook where you thought I would, and it's like, no, like you bring a valid point and I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
this station exemplifies that spirit of dialogue rather than.
I kind of like to think that.
You know, banging heads, you know.
But here's the thing is that when did it become okay to vilify people? Yeah. Over their stances. When did they become right to attack people because they have a Make America Great hat on? So somebody comes up and feels the necessity to steal their hat and or not serve them.
Yeah.
I mean, where did that come from?
When did meme become funny?
I don't know.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, just the other I was reading that the Nancy Pelosi was being berated by her own people.
The Dreamers invaded her press conference there and shouted her down.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay. The thing is that you know everyone rips on Donald Trump. I mean, personally, I'm not a huge fan, but like you know, the thing is that if they're both willing to make a compromise, don't knock this. Like, really embrace the fact that if they're willing to talk and negotiate, that's what they're there for. It's when they just won't listen to anything. That's where I feel the breakdown in politics is.
Well, you know, and you can't judge Trump. And I understand what you're saying. There's things that he does. I just sit there and I just my mouth again, and I'm like, well, I don't understand this, but. This man's not a politician in the sense that everybody talks about. Mm-hmm. The fact that he reached out has just enraged conservatives, in some ways. But the thing about it is, you know, frankly, we hire our congressmen and our senators to come up with plans that's best for the United States. Okay, so you believe this and you believe this. There ought to be some kind of middle ground in there.
Yeah.
That they can agree on someplace in there. And if it's not, then we've got the wrong people in there.
Oh, yeah. And I personally, I love to talk. I love people say, oh, you got to avoid politics. It's like, no, I think if you got to avoid politics with the wrong people. If you're willing, like Bob said, if you have people on opposite ends of the spectrum that just will not listen to people who are not feeling it within their own, if it doesn't line up with how they feel, they don't want to hear. And I prefer to have a good conversation about, this is why I feel this way. Why do you feel this way? And it's like, oh, that makes sense. And so hopefully those same people will go, oh, well, I see why you're feeling this way. And I like dialogue as long as it's not, I'm not saying confrontation's bad, but like going out of your way to be confrontational for no reason feels counterproductive.
And then going out and slashing tires. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I'm just
or
kidding.
Pushing people down or what, or you know,
is
getting Antifa in their face or just for the sake of causing problems.
And people are using today's atmosphere to further their violent tendencies, either with the neo-Nazis or the Antifa. They're using this the atmosphere that's out there today to pull in more people.
Yeah.
And which isn't good either.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Bastiani Arms, where I am going down today to pick up a new gun, a new firearm. And I wouldn't buy a firearm anywhere else than Bastiani Arms. Why? Customer service. And the fact is they care about the Second Amendment. They care about what's happening in our town. They support veterans events. They support those events that, you know, that you're proud of in our community. And that's what Bastiani Arms does. John and Sarah have been open now for over 8 years and are enjoying great success because of the customer service and because they do care about our community. They've got every type of firearm you want, plus all this shooting accessories, ammunition, all of it, and great classes in the CCW Hunter Safety with Seth Stokes. Head on down there to Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, and do yourself a favor. Go on in there and find out what really true customer service is. In veterans, you get discounts. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, Bastiani Arms.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done.
Citizens of Reading, have you had enough yet? Having your neighbors, family members, or yourself being physically harassed, abused, or stolen from must have you thinking enough is enough. Send the message that we cannot wait any longer. Sign the petitions that will let the voters shift the direction and future of our community. Signature gathering will be available on Tuesday, September 19th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the vacant Raley's on Hartnell, 110 Hartnell Avenue, Cobblestone Shopping Center. San Francisco Deli, 2395 Athens Avenue. Let Tuesday, the 19th of September, be the day you started to make shift happen in your community. ShastaCountyUnited.com. Make the effort to register because transparency and accountability matter.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started this station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 50 degrees out there, going up to 75 today with a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, you know what? President Trump is addressing the UN as we speak.
Yeah.
I guess he just started. And they're looking at the fact is that he's going to tell them certain things that they're probably not going to like, that, hey, you're not paying your fair share here, just like you told NATO. You're not paying your fair share of the United Nations. You know, we're paying the most, and you guys need to pay more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think that some people believe that the United Nations is anti-U.S. I don't believe that. I think you are going to have, when I say that they're not anti-U.S., I think that you have so many nations there that are, and you know why, they're just jealous of, and maybe jealous isn't the right, envious maybe is not.
Yeah, well, we're
closer.
Sort of the apple of the world. Everybody wants to knock us off the top.
People are dying to get here. People are dying to get here. You don't see people dying to leave the United States. You see them dying to get to the United States because of our way of living, our way of life, our freedoms that we enjoy here. So, but because of that, people have a tendency to gang up on the good guys. And that's what they try to do in some cases. On the other hand, you've got to be able to work within this fabric of whatever it is to do things. And in this case, more sanctions against the Koreans. Now, let's just be honest about this. You know, China is sitting there going, woe is me, woe is me, we're doing everything we can. This is absolutely not true. China can shut down North Korea tomorrow if it wanted to. China has known about the nuclear research and the movement to all these weapons all the time. China knows this. To think that China is not aware of what North Korea does is to be naive at best. Any type of agreements like the Clintons made back when Clinton was president, any type of agreement with the North Koreans is never going to be adhered to, just like with the Iranians. Do you actually think the Iranians are going to adhere to the agreement that Obama made with them? They don't think like that. We gave them breathing room. We gave them space. We believe in a lot of times that, hey, look, this is the way we would do it, and then they're going to do it out of the goodness of their hearts. There is no goodness in Kim Il-sung. There is none. The man murders millions of his people. He just, you know, if they die of starvation, he doesn't care. His life is good. The sycophants around him's life is good. And Trump needs to tell the UN, and I think he's going to, is let's lay some heavy-duty sanction on these guys. These guys are launching missiles over neutral countries like Japan. Now, I realize the Koreans hate the Japanese because of the Japanese coming in and taking over Korea. You know, prior to World War II, frankly, it started for the Koreans at that point. And there is that, but allowing North Korea to launch missiles that could be holding nukes is really, it's untenable. We cannot allow that to happen. The world cannot allow that to happen. So what is the world going to do? But frankly, what is China going to do? How is China going to lean into them? And how about this? How about our friends in Thailand, where there are so many front companies for the North Koreans? They take millions out of Thailand. Did you know that?
Hmm.
Ah. investigative journalism. The fact is that they do have lots of businesses in Thailand, and those fronts collect all types of money, sells all types of things. So the question is what is the UN going to do? Are they going to really lay in some sanctions and isolate this country and say, all you have to do is back off on the nuclear power, and guess what? We're going to trade with you. You guys are going to have more food. The whole thing, back off your saber rattling and your buildup of your military. Where are you going to use this? Nobody's going to invade you. And at the same time, have the Chinese cut off all their oil and end this thing until they get their heads back, if they ever will. And here's the question. Somebody asked this. Why doesn't there a team from someplace, like the South Koreans or somebody, just kill him? And this question comes up. And I remember this question being addressed at one meeting I was at earlier in my life. And here's the answer. Because the guy behind him is worse.
Mm.
Or the guy behind him, we're not sure. We know what this guy's going to do.
The devil you know.
We know what this guy's going to do, and can we contain that? But the guy behind him, if we take him out, the guy behind him is just, he's crazier. He's you know, who knows what this guy is going to do? So when you start talking about that, you got to ask yourself, who's next in line with this? But plus the fact you're talking about assassinating a leader of the of a nation, which, of course, is illegal. Doesn't mean you can't think about it now.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay, North Korea. North Korea is, you know, North Korea is the enemy. But you can't lay off the Chinese. The Chinese who, by the way, you know, we have all this trade with them and all these billions, hundreds and hundreds of billions, probably even trillion dollars worth of business and trade over the years. And what are they doing? Oh, we can't do anything. That's not true. People need to understand it's not true. They can do something. Okay, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
We have a bankruptcy that it just kind of it doesn't affect me, but it, you know what, just the thought of it. Mm-hmm. Toys R Us.
Oh,
bankrupt.
Joffrey the giraffe is out on the street with a little sign around his neck.
Toys R Us. The last time I was with Toys R Us.
Being sent to an animal sanctuary somewhere.
Yeah, someplace. You know, last time I was in a Toys R Us, it was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, and because my daughter and son live there with the babies, and we went there and to Toys R Us to get, you know, to pick up a few goodies. And the reason I remember it was Toys R Us because as I was walking out after buying, you know, some toys and stuff, as I was walking out of the Toys R Us, I get a phone call from Navy Federal Credit Union asking me, did you just spend money in Toys R Us? I went, in Philadelphia? I went, yeah. And she goes, okay, just want to make sure that your credit card hadn't been stolen. A phone call.
Aw, that's from just a totally different era of history.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? They're going through bankruptcy, so they're trying to figure a way to keep it afloat. But it was just kind of like, oh, well,
remember
what can
I
say?
At one time, Reading had both the Toys R Us and a KB's.
I don't know what a KB's is.
A KB's was a smaller toy chain that... they were faltering through the 90s and finally went under completely about 10 years ago. But, yeah.
Well, you know,
so much is gone. The internet has certainly changed buying habits, but toys tend to be bought on site rather than online as a rule.
You would think so because people like to look at toys and stuff. You know, it's yeah, anyway. Yeah, online. It's a good thing, I guess. That, you know, they're taking a look. Well, it is a good thing. They're taking a look at how they're going to tax the internet. You know, the internet needs, frankly, needs to be taxed. And all these people going,
kind of VAT.
It needs something kind of taxed there because we have friends that have stores. And people, you know, when it's a certain, you know, when it goes over a certain price, they go online to get it. Even though they have their information here and all this, And you have, and they have it because it's a little bit more. Because why? Because they have to pay the tax in California, and they don't have to pay the tax if it's something's located in another state.
Well,
that's not fair to our businesses here in California.
Even with the tax, I can turn to my tablet, punch three buttons, and have the product sitting in on my doorstep tomorrow.
Well, you're part of the problem, buddy.
But mostly I buy stuff I couldn't possibly find in Reading in the first place.
Those giant bongs, I understand, are on sale down there at the bake shop. Those explosives, maybe not. Yeah. Okay. Hey, you know, when we come back, we're going to have Joel Stratton McClure, and we're going to be talking Fight for Alzheimer's, you know, First Survivor, Reading's Walk to End Alzheimer's. But we're going to talk about a lot of other things. This man travels the world by walking. And some of the things, how things have changed in his life and in the world since he started this. We'll be right back after these messages.
And the news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump repeating some of his most well-known themes as he addresses the UN General Assembly in New York.
As President of the United States, I will always put America first. Just like you, as the leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first.
But far from speaking about isolationism, the president stressed that the world body should join together in action against what he called a group of rogue regimes, first of which he mentioned is North Korea.
No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
And the president continuing at this hour to address the UN General Assembly in New York. Hurricane Maria raked the small island of Dominica with catastrophic winds overnight, charging into the eastern Caribbean now on a course that threatens islands nearby. National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pash says people need to be vigilant.
In some cases, people may, you know, overpanic and try to try to make some kind of a foolish decision to try to leave an area. If they're in a secure building and they're away from the immediate coastline, they should probably consider, you know, trying to stay there. And on islands, you know, it's difficult to move very far.
The dangerous storm now approaching Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. U.S. stock indexes have edged higher in early trading, extending the market's gains from the day before. Banks and technology companies are among the biggest gainers so far. In early trading right now, the Dow's up about 30 points. More from townhall.com.
This is an urgent message for men who are making more bathroom trips each day or waking up at night to go. A prostate wonder pill is taking Walmart by storm, leading to a 179% increase in sales. Experts just can't believe how well this one little pill helps reduce bathroom urges. I'm talking about Super Beta Prostate, the best-selling prostate supplement in America. If you're concerned about your prostate health and making more bathroom trips, here's great news. Since drugstores keep running out of stock, we're letting men try their first bottle of Super Beta Prostate free. Just call us ASAP. That's a full free 30-day supply. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-586-6272. Super Beta Prostate is a safe, non-prescription formula with naturally based ingredients that reduce bathroom visits and support your prostate health. Claim your bottle while it's still free. Call 1-800-586-6272. That's 1-800-586-6272. 1-800-586-6272.
Mike Hempen reports Toys R Us, the pioneering big box toy retailer, says it has filed voluntarily for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
CEO Dave Brandon says the move provides a path for the company and its investors to work with its debt holders and other creditors on restructuring the Toys R Us $5 billion debt. This will provide the company with greater financial flexibility and strengthen its competitive position. The Toys R Us and Babies R Us stores will continue operating as usual.
That is correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. Walgreens and Rite Aid have finally hammered out a combination of the nation's largest and third largest drugstore chains with a merger that will now get past antitrust regulators. The company said today they have Federal Trade Commission clearance for a slimmer version of a store purchase agreement that was announced back in June. Walgreens will spend $4.38 billion. More on these stories from townhall.com. An intact German World War I submarine containing the bodies of 23 people has been found off the coast of Belgium.
A spokesman says the find on the floor of the North Sea is very unique, especially as the impact damage was only at the front, leaving the rest of the sub closed, with the bodies still on board. From an initial damage assessment, it appears that the craft may have struck a mine with its upper deck. Two torpedo tubes have been destroyed, but the lower tube is intact and closed. Video images show the submarine encrusted with barnacles and seaweed, and also adorned with fishing gear, including nets. The spokesman says the sub was found by researchers, but he won't say where until the site has been protected. I'm Charles Tiladesma.
Home builders slowed their pace of construction by 0.8% in August. It was a second straight monthly decline. The Commerce Department says housing starts fell to a rate of 1.18 million units last month. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 down here in the center of Reading, ground zero in the reclamation of downtown Reading. It starts right here. Started right here several years ago. Now they're just starting to catch up with us. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Bad Bob at the helm. And what's the weather look like, buddy?
Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Had a very nice overnight. It'll be mostly sunny, a high near 75 degrees, winds out of the southwest. Maybe, get this, even some showers late tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, hovering just above the 70-degree mark. Gotta love it. That's the forecast for the next several days. We're staying out of the triple digits. It'll move back up towards 90 by next Monday. Right now in Reading, we are at, let's call it 54 degrees, and the Shasta Lake is still less than 40 feet from the top of the dam, according to the Bureau of Reclamation. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, with a watch repairman, jewelry designer, they can not only design jewelry, but build it for you from gems from all over the world. Plus, their estate jewelry section is just outstanding. When Linda's looking for a bauble, and as she says, Carl, honey, you can never have too many guns or too many diamonds. So, if I get a gun, I know it costs me a lot of money, because here she goes, right down to Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, I am here with Kay Huddleston and Joel Strati McClure here to talk about Alzheimer's. So who wants to start off here first? Because it's getting ready to be up. One of you has to start. It's going to be, let me help. Reading Walk to End Alzheimer's will be this Saturday, September the 23rd.
Okay. Yes, it is it starts at 8 o'clock registration, 9 o'clock the ceremony, and 9:30 the walk. And over 500 walkers are scheduled to walk. So we're really excited about that.
Now, this is a fundraiser too, right?
Absolutely.
And what do the funds do?
The funds help with research, with support of caregivers. That we have a 24-hour hotline for caregivers, a helpline that is really, really great and helps when you're in that stressful moment.
Okay. Now, caregivers, a lot of people don't realize, frankly, I think Alzheimer's is just, it's just scary. Because I think if you live long enough, well, maybe I'm wrong, but a lot of people, most people get touched by this. And if not Alzheimer's, other forms of dementia, is this correct?
Carl, do you know there are 4,300 people in Shasta County with Alzheimer's today and that there are 13,000 caregivers dealing with them?
I didn't know that.
It is an obscene, odious disease that touches not only the person who has Alzheimer's, and my father died of it in 2004, but everybody around them. And I have been involved since he died, and I'm also involved with a study at UCSF. I've given my brain to Alzheimer's research. I know you wanted it, but I've given it to Alzheimer's research at UCSF, and they're studying the aging of my brain. So I'm a beacon of hope for you. And I'm also sorry, let me see. I know you wanted it, but I'm also sorry not to see Linda here purportedly because you set your bed control too low and she got a lousy sleep on a soft mattress, which doesn't lead to Alzheimer's, but is uncomfortable.
Well, you know what? I did. You know, it's true. If you're just checking in now, I accidentally put her. She didn't get a lousy. You never get a lousy night's sleep on Sleep Number. It's always good. But in this case, it wasn't at the setting she's used to. I put it down so she was like in a little hole in the mattress, I think. I reached over and where is she? Well, she was at a 20 instead of her 40. Okay.
The buzz on the street is both of you are going to show up at the Alzheimer walk on Saturday, good sleep or bad.
No.
And I'd really like to invite you to join either my team or Kay's team or one of the many other teams that are actively raising money and getting contributions and donations for this very noble cause. My team's The Idiot and the Odyssey. Kay's is Golden Umbrella. I'm on the cusp of reaching $10,000 in donations, which will go to Alzheimer research.
Nash Ranch just decided to
Bob Nash. Bob
just
Nash
rolled in, huh?
An old friend of mine.
I'm sure what we're going to do is we'll for at least give a donation, probably to Kay's team.
Thank you.
Just thought I'd start right there. Okay, now the point about Alzheimer's. Can you tell us? Because it does touch so many people, and everybody we know it's touched. You know, not just Joel, but there's, I guess, there's just so many different people we know.
Well, it is very true. There is very few people that you talk to that don't have an aunt, a cousin, an uncle, a grandfather, a father who have gotten the disease, and there's over 14 million. And it's growing, you know, rapidly. In the every 66 seconds, someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's in this.
Well, is that because one of the reasons? And I don't make this, you know, too simplistic. Because a lot of times, because we're growing older. I mean,
no.
We live longer. No.
No, it is a disease of the brain. It is a specific disease of the brain.
Did I just see something where they were looking at a way of a new novel approach for Alzheimer's, some kind of proteins they can put in there?
Well, there's research. There's all types of research. And some of this fundraising that we're doing, it goes directly towards that research. This is also to educate people in the community and educate caregivers that we raise the funds for in the Alzheimer's walk. But there's all kinds of research in reference to proteins, in reference to diet, you know, but there is no cure.
I just want to say that this walk is held under the auspices of the Alzheimer Association.
Yeah, let's all get together here.
600 walks going on this year to end Alzheimer's throughout the United States. Reading is one of the active participants. They've been doing it here for 7 years. But the Alzheimer Association itself has given more than $350 million to over 2,000 research projects. There is a lot of active research and development underway, and at UCSF and Stanford, where I've been involved in this longitudinal research project, there's a lot of progress, but no breakthroughs. Right now, you and I are among the people who could get Alzheimer's and find out very rudely and very quickly.
Well, you know, I want to talk about that when we get back. I'm going to take a quick break about symptoms and these. You know, it's funny how so much money was funneled to cancer. We've never found the golden or silver bullet on that. But we have found so many other parts of it that we're able to cure now. breast cancer if you catch it early, cervical cancer if you catch it early, colon cancer if you catch it early. They can be literally cured of this, plus others that if they find it early, they can treat it. But Alzheimer's is a little bit different than that. So we want to talk a little bit about that when we get back. Plus, and after we done this, and later on in the show, Joel and I will be discussing at the risk of killing off the Alzheimer's walk because of Joel. But Joel was raised. You've raised almost $10,000 for this.
I have, and I'm very grateful that I've had over 36 people who have donated. I'm actively, as you saw, I got Bob Nash this morning.
Nash is a good guy.
You know, you really have to be selfless and ready to plea to get money for any cause these days, and there are numerous valuable causes. But I've spent a lot of time working on this particular walk, and I'm looking forward to my team of 12 local people, all but one of them women, coming to the walk. You would be the second guy on the team. It's what if you act quickly.
It's about 8:15 right here in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, if you're looking, you know, I guess if you want to start taking a look at, since we're talking about Alzheimer's, an early onset of Alzheimer's, and you have a family, and you have a wife, and whichever part of the couple, which male or female, you want to try and keep them as happy and as healthy as possible, so keep them at home. And this is one of the things that Home Helpers does. It can really help the caregiver in with the compassionate in-home health care they do. Because it, as we're going to talk about, it really starts impacting on the caregiver.
And, oh, absolutely.
And I mean, they've got to be on watch all the time. They need time. And this is where somebody like Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, and I don't mean to be, you know, pulling everybody's heartstrings, but this is exactly the type of things that Sharon Clark does. She gives that respite for the caregivers to come in there and help clean the house or watch after the patient and all these. And it doesn't mean, you know, for the whole time, but they have somebody there. Give Sharon a call at 226-8350 if you're looking for really quality in-home compassionate health care, whether it's short-term or long-term. Home Helpers, 226-8350. We'll be right back with Joel and Kay.
Anticipation is building for the annual Ducky Derby, presented by Reading East Rotary. In fact, some ducks are already training. Adopt your duck for $5 and get in on the race for youth development and substance abuse prevention. Everyone wins, and you could be the winner of a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina.
We've got to be ready by September 24th at 1:30 for the big drop.
Plus, second prize is the San Francisco Giants weekend, courtesy of InterWest Insurance.
See you there September 24th at 1:30 p.m.
Start your holidays off right and play our Fall into Riches Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Win free slot play, cash, prizes, or your share of $20,000 in cash and prizes. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn triple entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances to win cash every Thursday at 8 p.m. in September. 10 winners every Thursday will be drawn to go head-to-head in a slot tournament. It's easy. Play fast, stay focused, have fun, and walk away a winner. Guaranteed. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Imagine what you could do with all that cash in your pocket. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall into Riches Swipe to Win promotion, where you can rake in on the fall cash Thursdays at 8 p.m. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's better at the river.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hatchery Grown and Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
Electric vehicles. We are seeing more of them every day. A new electric car in your driveway makes you eligible for a $1,000 rebate from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Plus, another $500 rebate for your level 2 charger. Did you know that REU's electricity rate for charging is equal to paying $1.08 per gallon of gasoline? Smart, eco-friendly, and super cool. Visit a local dealer today and take one for a spin. Electric vehicle rebates from REU. For information, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. Linda is, of course, on Tuesdays on assignment, but this, you know, this Tuesday is special for her. She has her her girlfriend that flew in, one of the other gold diggers from the Dean Martin days when she was there. In fact, Marie was also auditioned the same day, and she and Linda were hired the same day. And so they're here, and you know, she has become Linda's, you know, best girlfriend, like a big sister to her, to Linda. Linda started, you know, there when she was 19, and Marie had had other, she'd been on Broadway, she'd been on TV, she'd been in these others, you know, other forms of entertainment like that for, you know, for a while. She's just a few years older than Linda, but it was kind of like, they had this relationship. They were always rooming together when they were on the road and all this. So we're happy to have Marie here. 21 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. The largest privately owned firearm instruction company in California, teaches in 29 counties now. Ted Leidy and his people give the most complete CCW training you're going to have, whether it's just your regular CCW or defensive pistol, tactical carbine, any of the advanced pistol, any of the other types of training that you would love to have, but there's just no place for it. Well, it's in Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I'm here with Kay Huddleston and Joel Strati McClure here to talk about Alzheimer's. In the Alzheimer's Walk, it's going to be this Saturday, September 23rd. It's going to start at
8 o'clock
for registration.
For registration, 9 o'clock for the ceremony, which is an awesome thing to see. It's a person with Alzheimer's disease, a family member or caregiver, and then agencies or community people that are involved in it. And it's a great presentation, and then the walk itself starts at 9:30.
And how far is the walk?
There's a 1 mile and a 3 mile. So I'll do the 1 mile. He can do the three.
Well, he walks all the time. We're going to talk about this after we finish with this. Alzheimer's. Now, what you're doing is you're raising money for the Alzheimer's fight. You know, for some reason, cancer had had all the money, you know, for a long time, and they found cures for cancer. Not all cancers, but for many of them. But Alzheimer's is a disease that seems to be spreading. Am I right here? Or
yes.
Is it just because we have better ways of reporting it and discovering it?
I'm sure
it?
More research and is some of that there is the disease is found sooner, earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, there is early onset Alzheimer's, which is a younger population that is getting the disease.
That's kind of scary.
Yes, it's a genetic predisposition.
A genetic predisposition. So if somebody has it in their family, the chances of you having it become better. That doesn't guarantee you're going to get it, though.
Right. Correct.
Can you start early and start fighting Alzheimer's?
Well,
the possibility of getting Alzheimer's.
You know, research and studies are definitely the high area to start, but also brain, using your brain. You know, doing word puzzles or exercising your brain more and more is definitely having a healthier brain.
How about having an open mind to things?
That maybe.
I mean, I'm just thinking if you get a lot of different input. I mean, so now you have to think about it. I mean, the electrical impulses have to go back and forth there, thinking about things.
Right, and of course, exercise itself and eating healthy are you know another piece of that. There's dementias. There's all types of dementias, you know, frontal lobe dementia or Lewy body disease or vascular dementia from a stroke. But Alzheimer's dementia is a dementia that deteriorates the brain.
Now, talk to me about, tell our listeners this, about the, when we talk about, if you take an image of a healthy brain, it's pink and all this,
it's
red.
It's pink and full and you see every section divided. When you look at an Alzheimer's brain, there's big black holes, and that's the plaque.
It's plaque.
The brain.
And it just kills off
sections of the brain, and that's how a person can die from Alzheimer's, is that their brain stops working so that they can swallow, so that they can breathe. So you can die from the disease. There are other things, other complications like pneumonia or urinary tract infection, becoming septic, that can kill you because you have the Alzheimer's disease.
Now, one of the things you all are going to talk about is for the caregivers in this, because one of the things we discuss is we're using home helpers as an example to help out, but the caregivers, because they give so much of themselves, because it's a 24-hour-a-day job, if you've got your loved one at home, because, you know, maybe it's that stage where they don't need to be institutionalized at that, where all of a sudden now your caregivers are so weak,
yes,
that they pass away first.
And in that, I'm the director of Dignity Health Connected Living, uh-huh, Adult Day Health Care, and we are a program for respite. And a program to help seniors live as independently as possible for as long as possible. And part of that being giving that break to the caregiver so that they can have a nap during the day, so that they can go to the post office or get their hair cut or done. Those kind of things.
Shopping. Like a normal
person
would.
Reduce a little stress.
Yeah.
Reduce a little stress. Plus, we have on the second Tuesday of every month, from 6 to 7 at night, a caregiver support group, so other caregivers can see that they're not the only one with that, and so it offers that opportunity so that we allow them to bring their family member, and we have staff that takes care of the family member.
And where's that at?
That is at 200 Mercy Oaks, formerly known as Golden Umbrella, now Dignity Health Connected Living.
Are you with Dignity Health then?
Yes.
Okay, so they've kind of taken this and jumped into this too, huh?
Yes, definitely. They are very supportive, and we are an affiliate of theirs.
Seen a lot more of Dignity Health stepping up for a lot of these things.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome when it comes to senior services.
Joel, you know, your father passed away, and I don't want to make you uncomfortable with this, but you're leading one of the fight. You know, you're leading a fight around here. What were the first things that you noticed with your father?
It begins with forgetting very simple things and then progresses to a complete fear of financial insecurity, an inability to recognize the people who you love. I can remember my father unfortunately had it for 8 years prior to his death, and it's just a very debilitating, obscene, odious way to die. There's absolutely nothing good that you can say about Alzheimer's. And I can remember having a very long, deep discussion about, I was going through a divorce and had kids at the time, as we drove through the Everglades in Florida and got back and told his wife that, you know, we really just had the best discussion of our lives. And that evening, my father said to her, "That was a very interesting man. Who was he?" You get that type of thing all the time.
So it was clear.
It was
It's
a very slow progression, and you never have any idea if there's going to be a moment of clarity or complete confusion. And that's one of the reasons that I think caregivers are given such an arduous task, because they don't know really what they're going to find. And I have complete admiration for anybody who's a 24-hour caregiver.
How many places are there for, and I hate to put it like this, at a certain point, the person with Alzheimer's or even probably severe dementia can't stay in the house any longer. How many places are there?
There are dozens of memory-oriented assisted living places,
okay,
some which offer different levels of care until finally they're in completely under medical care and die there. My father was smart enough to get involved 30 years before he got Alzheimer's in an institution in Vermont that is one of the top in the country, that you have independent apartments, then you go into assisted living, then you go to the death.
Have you looked at the how the Veterans Administration does this? Because I'm sure that there's veterans that also this falls in. I know out here at the veterans' home here that they've got an Alzheimer's section. I don't know how big it is, but it starts out, you're living in your apartment, you're fine, you drive, and then you slowly progress your way, I guess, into the managed care and then total care.
Yes.
I don't know what they do.
I know they have that out there, but there's I was just thinking about how many places are there. I mean, like, you know, for here in our town.
Yeah, there are. There are new ones coming up even.
It's a cost thing.
It's a big part of healthcare today in the United States, especially as we age longer and are theoretically healthier than we used to be.
So you can I think this is important. I think this is probably maybe the first show we've had on Alzheimer's, and when Joel was coming in, Joel and I spar back and forth on our political viewpoints, but this is something we both agree on, and this is something that needs to be talked about. And I think this, frankly, is the first time we've really gotten into this, into the causes of it, because nobody really knows what the cause of it is.
Well, they know it's genetic.
They know it's genetic. They know there's the plaques and amyloid.
I mean, they know
in the brain.
They know how it grows and all that, but the fact that it's genetic, but it doesn't touch everybody in the family, though.
Well, even worse than that, they don't really know how the healthy brain matures and ages, which is one of the reasons that I'm in this study with UCSF and Stanford. My brain, and this may surprise you, is healthy today. But they are going to have an idea by watching me over a period of decades, and I've been involved for over 10 years, about how my age, how my brain deteriorates or evolves during my aging. And if I do get Alzheimer's, the selfish reason I'm in this program, besides giving my brain to research, is I will learn far enough in advance that I can choose a dignified exit. And let me just give you an example of early onset Alzheimer's. My partner Liz, whom you've met, her best friend died at 57, went through that 8-year period of progression of the disease. Her husband, much to his credit, was there as a caregiver the whole time. She has a younger sister who also got it, who is facing the same future now and has seen her elder sister go through it. It must be terrible.
Wow. In 49 and it starts.
It
can be even earlier than that.
Even earlier.
And they don't do as many genetic tests as they used to do. You really need, as the example I just gave you, two people in the family who've got it before they're going to do genetic testing to see how it can affect your offspring, your offspring's offspring.
Well, that's the other question. We need to take a break here, which we're going to do. I'm here with Joel Strati McClure and Kay Huddleston. We're talking Alzheimer's, and I was going to get into more of a give and take with Joel. We may do that later on in the show. But this one right here, the early onset of Alzheimer's and the symptoms that we talked about and what happens, and how much – I'd like to come back, Kay, and talk about how much research is being done right now. Is this worked its way up into the top tier? So let's talk about that when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly renovated, but the same great service, the same outstanding walk-in humidor. They've got new products. They have a lot of new things there. But the one thing that has not changed is that great customer service. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane.
The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Check out the sizzling summer savings on Kubota tractors at Team Power of Reading. Known worldwide as a leading seller of compact tractors and zero-turn mowers, Kubota has a variety of mowers and tractors and a range of horsepower options, delivering the efficiency, power, and comfort to handle light construction, landscape work, and chores on your ranch. Take on the toughest jobs with a Kubota compact tractor or zero-turn mower from Team Power of Reading. Stop by today for the best deal yet at our in-stock inventory. Your one-stop tractor shop with sales, parts, and service on Twin View Boulevard or 226-9226.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic volcano breakfast. Secret recipe sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Citizens of Reading, have you had enough yet? Having your neighbors, family members, or yourself being physically harassed, abused, or stolen from must have you thinking enough is enough. Send the message that we cannot wait any longer. Sign the petitions that will let the voters shift the direction and future of our community. Signature gathering will be available on Tuesday, September 19th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the vacant Raley's on Hartnell, 110 Hartnell Avenue, Cobblestone Shopping Center. San Francisco Deli, 2395 Athens Avenue. Let Tuesday, the 19th of September, be the day you started to make shift happen in your community. ShastaCountyUnited.com. Make the effort to register because transparency and accountability matter.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. Linda's on assignment today. Probably heard that Joel was coming in 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here at KCNR in the studios here. 54 degrees going up to 75 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place in the world to get your hair cut. So if you're someplace else in the country, just fly on in. Go on down, see D.C., Tim, or Logan, and get your hair cut. It's Man's Last Stronghold right there. Man's Last Stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Here I'm here with Kay Huddleston and Joel Strati McClure. We're talking Alzheimer's, and I wasn't planning on going for the whole hour about this, but it seems like we're spreading out, and we're talking more, for the first time really about Alzheimer's on our show. We've done shorter segments, but there's questions that are coming up that I have. We talk about funds being raised. Is Alzheimer's, where is it on the tier of fundraising? Has it reached the top tier yet? I don't mean number one, but because it's probably like the top five fundraisers. Is Alzheimer's up there someplace?
Or it's is there getting a way up there? I don't have the statistics in reference to how many million.
Well, I'll give you an idea of how serious it's getting.
Okay.
Every 60 seconds today, as Kay said, someone gets the disease in the United States. By 2050, someone will develop the disease every 33 seconds, and there could be as many as 16 million people in the United States with Alzheimer's. There's a free nationwide helpline that gets now over 310,000 calls a year about Alzheimer's. President Obama signed into law a $350 million increase for Alzheimer's disease and research funding in the 2017 budget. And that's the largest increase ever for federal funding of research, of Alzheimer's research, 60% over 2015. So it's growing everywhere.
Wow. So.
And the other thing is that Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death of the top 10 diseases, and there is no cure. It cannot be prevented, and it cannot even be slowed yet.
Can you be, but the part though about the you know, about the exercise and the word games and all this for your brain and all those kind of things, does that, I mean, does that do any good then?
Oh, absolutely. A healthier brain is going to slow something down.
It's got to slow it down.
Yes.
Somehow. Is,
yes,
there, are there food you can eat for brains?
There are foods and also supplements that are recommended for Alzheimer's, but the fact is that most of these, nobody is certain about what actually works. And I'm involved, as I said, with the study at UCSF, which now has a big campus for memory and learning in China Bay, right next to the giant stadium. They give me free parking when I go down to be tested for a day, and I always hit a Giants game.
I was going to say, do you just, you know, kind of get a twofer there then?
Well, yeah, parking's is almost, I was going to say, it's as obscene as Alzheimer's. Obviously, that's a joke that I don't want to tell.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Put on your headphones, everybody, here, so that you can hear. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Jeff. Hey, and Joe, I'm glad you're covering this. You know, it's a very complicated condition and disease situation. My understanding is the links and correlations are very direct with the heavy metals that studies and researchers have been doing more and more. The UK is actually having the number one leading cause of death is Alzheimer's, so it's extremely serious. And some researchers are linking that this is relatively new. It's not been a long-standing condition in human history. So can the guests address that they're looking a little bit more into the Alcoa and the aluminum industry and how it's been very difficult for people to participate in the events that they've had here locally? I know Dane Wigington's tried and was threatened arrest 1 year for wanting to share just information and was willing to buy a booth for $500 and was denied. So I'm just kind of curious why there's a block sometimes when we hear oftentimes, Carl, we'll fight the cure and a war on this, and it's just like, and then the disease never comes to be addressed. Look at Jerry Lewis and his telethon issue when he started to realize there's been a cure for MS, and that was blocked. So there's some financial profit issues, and I'm just hoping the guests will maybe look into that and maybe address that. And
okay.
That's just why I'm very... I'm kind of fed up with the corporate issues and how it's just another moneymaker, sad to say.
Okay, Lori. Thank you very
right.
much.
Has there been any type of studies done on, you know, does environment help or aid or be one of the factors in Alzheimer's?
Well, there's many, many studies going on in reference to Alzheimer's disease. I'm not an expert by any means. I'm an adult day health care director.
Right.
So I'm focusing on the caregiving and the support.
Sure, I understand.
But there are studies. And you know...
I imagine they're probably going after this from a lot of different ways. If they found that if you could keep your brain healthy and your body healthy, this could help delay the onset of Alzheimer's. And then maybe the type of different proteins in your brain. And what Lori's saying, and I know what she is saying essentially, is can the environment also help or also be one of the factors, I guess not help, but be one of the factors in dementia and Alzheimer's, because, frankly, our environment has changed in the last 200 years.
I'm just wondering.
It would make sense to me if that could be a factor. I'm not saying stuff in the sky or anything, but something like that.
There's general agreement that this is a genetic disposition, that it's caused through genetic and your genes. There are lots of other theories out there. Very few of them have been accepted overall. And the same with the treatment. As I mentioned, I get annual MRIs and do annual cognitive testing. And my brain always looks the same. There's no deterioration or black holes indicating any problem with plaque. And incidentally, a lot of people feel that the drugs that we take for cholesterol to avoid plaque might be working on the brain as well. So well, if you have high cholesterol and you're taking statins...
Does that make sense, though? I mean, does that kind of make sense?
And it makes sense, and there's some credibility to it. But I'm certainly not qualified to say anything more than I don't have the disease at the moment. I do know that 1 year, my cognitive testing is a lot better than it was the year before. So we go in cycles. I could be asked now about the story that I was read 3 months ago and tell you 90% of it, simply mm-hmm. because for some reason I remember it. And all of us begin forgetting things as we get a little older. You forgot Linda this morning, and what you did with the bed, what you did with the bed last night is, I don't even want to go there. So we all have lapses, and the one thing you don't want to do is jump to the conclusion that just because you forgot Linda, you have Alzheimer's.
Who? Okay, no, the. Okay, if we're going to go into that, you know, we could talk about the brain scans and the brain studies there that they're doing on you and. And how a liberal's brain is affected differently by this, you know, being unused. So, I mean, it's like a new brain. So.
Incidentally, a writer friend of mine, Jeff Wheelwright, has a very interesting piece in this month's issue of Discover magazine, where he went to UCLA and went through the cognitive testing and MRIs. And he even has a picture not only of his brain, but of his body to indicate what a healthy person looks like. Obviously, if you keep a healthy body and mind, you won't perhaps prevent Alzheimer's, but you'll be overall healthier, and
you'll be able to maybe combat it a little bit longer. We got to take a break here. I'm here with Kay Huddleston, and Kay is she's not a doctor or a PhD in this, but what she does is she helps the caregivers, and she helps organize this fight for Alzheimer's first survivor. And they're going to have a walk to end Alzheimer's this Saturday, September the 23rd. It's going to be down at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Registration starts at 8:30. There's going to be a program there from a caregiver and somebody with Alzheimer's. And then the walk begins at 9:30. It's either a mile walk or a three-mile walk. And if you want to donate money, you can do it that way. But is there another way that they can donate money if they can't come down there?
Yes, they can get online. Alzheimer's Walk. Alzheimer's.org.
Okay.
And
it'll
then
be the Reading Walk?
Look or just for the Reading Walk.
Okay. All right. So you just go to, let me see. Go to ACT. Okay. I've got this one totally. If you go to Reading Walk at ALZ.org, you can email somebody at that one too. Also, or give them a call at, okay, how do they get a hold of you just calling?
Well, they could call my office at 226-3051, and that's at Dignity Health Connected Living. And I can put them in touch with the walk coordinator, Alicia.
Okay, super.
But very easy, simply to Google Reading Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Yep.
Go to their pages, look at the teams, or just donate to the Alzheimer Association. There are probably 40 teams. All of them merit donations. Mine's The Idiot and the Odyssey, but I would hate to show any sort of favoritism.
We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. North State Security has been an ounce of prevention since 1968. Why? They have over 100 officers out on the roads. At any one time, they'll have more officers on the road than the Reading Police Department will. And what do they do? They provide security and peace of mind for people, whether it's a wedding or your business to have somebody going by and checking on it. They take care of the major public utilities around here, the airports, electric utility, power plants. This is all North State Security. It's all local right here, started by the Beck family and still being run by Lance here. You're not going to find a better place to provide security for your business or an event that you have. Give them a call at 243-0295. That's North State Security. We'll be right back.
Walk on by my door. If any other man stops and talks, but not the walking man.
Be a hero and help us save the animals of the North State by attending Haven Humane Society's 10th Annual Bark, Wine, and Brew Dinner and Auction on Saturday, October 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center.
While enjoying music, sample local wine, beer, and appetizers,
bid on exciting live and silent auction packages,
and purchase raffle tickets for a chance to win a San Francisco Giants spring training trip for two,
plus much, much more.
Doors open at 5:30 p.m.
Bark, Wine, and Brew sells out every year, so get your tickets now at havenhumane.org or call us at 241-5262.
All proceeds go to support the homeless animals of the North State.
Redding Concrete is proud to help bring high school football to the radio here on KCNR 1460. Redding Concrete is your local ready mix concrete provider. Exceptional customer service and a quality ready mix product at competitive prices is our primary goal. Redding Concrete, located at 16855 Clear Creek Road. Give them a call at 530-244-7593 for your next concrete pour. Redding Concrete, serving you with a quality ready mix product.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Celebrate your past. Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Beautiful dancers and amazing drummers sharing our culture. It's hand games, drum contests, vendors, as well as the history of our land. All proudly sponsored by Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria Stillwater Powwow 2017, September 29th through October 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. For information, call 225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Sharing our culture so that it may live on.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Good morning, everybody. It's our last segment for this morning. It's about 8 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, 54 degrees, going up to 75 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. And plus, it's a veteran-owned business and just great people. I want to remind everybody that the signatures for the recall, they're having to drive through signature places today, and it's going to go till this evening, around 4 or 5. But if they're right now, they're on at the San Francisco Deli on Athens, or the old Raley Shopping Center, with the, you know, where the Raley's was on Hartnell. You can just drive in, sign for the recall, and drive out. So you don't have to spend a lot of time there. You can wear a mask if you want to. Just kidding. Anyway, at San Francisco Deli on Athens and the old Raley's on Hartnell for signatures for the recall. The name of your book, and this is a recall petition for the City Council of Reading, by the way. Your books are called The Idiot and the Odyssey.
And my Alzheimer walking?
And your team is called The Idiot and the Odyssey. Do you walk?
Shameless self-promotion, I'm afraid.
But it's fun. What are the books about?
Well, the books are about my 20-year project to walk around the Mediterranean Sea. I've walked over 12,500 kilometers and most recently went across northern Egypt to Libya, got to the Libya border, and I'm returning the day after the Alzheimer's walk on Sunday. I'm flying to Tunisia which is where Carthage is located. And although Alexander the Great or Odysseus never made it to Carthage, I will, something that they haven't done.
Well, hence the Odyssey.
The Odyssey, indeed.
The you were talking about, I mean, you've walked over for how long? For 20 years, did you say?
This is my 20th year, and this is the end of that particular project. I have to write my third book,
okay,
and I'll get on to other things.
How's it changed?
Well, obviously, the water level has risen as a result of something that some people would allude to as climate change. The Middle East was a basket case when I started out, went through a period of stability. We were having decent relations with Libya. And then, of course, the deterioration has just gotten more widespread.
In the last 7 years?
Since the revolution, once known as the Arab Spring in 2011.
Yeah.
Egypt, for example, where I've spent a lot of time last year and this spring, has completely lost its tourism industry, which is the bulk of its foreign exchange earnings. It's considered dangerous. There have been some problems. When I was walking across Egypt, they forced me to have four policemen with machine guns with me, walking along a coast that is controlled by the military, which is not the way to avoid sticking out.
You had to pay for that too, probably.
No, I didn't pay at all.
You didn't pay? They just said, these guys are going with you.
They really did not want an American to be killed, because anything that will just destroy what allure they have left for tourism.
This is
the time to go to Egypt. Their currency has fallen, is I can get three times as many Egyptian pounds for $1 as I could a year ago.
Well, there's a reason for that.
There's a reason for that.
I mean,
I've stayed in $7.50 hotel rooms. I always ask for a room. I always get a room with Wi-Fi and a view of the sea for $7.50. That's not a bad deal.
No, it's not. So Tunisia. Now, I remember that. Well, Tunisia's gone through some terrorist attacks too. But I remember back in '99 and 2000. Though it's kind of getting back there. When I was working in Croatia, a lot of my employees, this was their place. Tunis was their place to go to the beach. They could get it was fantastic deals. Be able to fly in from Croatia to Tunis, stay at a really nice hotel on the beach, and included meals, and it was, I don't know, $500 a week, something like that, and with the exchange rate. So their beaches were supposed to be really just beautiful.
I was in Tunisia 10 times between 1997 and 2004, writing about the country for the International Herald Tribune, Time Magazine, and the mm-hmm. Times of London. And it's a very interesting country. It was under a dictatorship at the time, Ben Ali, and he, of course, was forced out after the revolution. And the Arab Spring began in Tunisia when a fruit salesman lit himself on fire. But it's always been a very progressive country. They've had equal rights for women, abortion, and other things since the 50s. Today, it is a recruiting country for ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It's got Libya on one side and Algeria on the other, both still basket cases, unfortunately.
Yeah. And Libya, it's Gaddafi, but Gaddafi kept a lid on. And now look at it. I mean, I look at Libya as a country that is now just, if it's being run by anybody, it's by warlords in there.
Well, the two major warlords have come to some sort of agreement. One of them is dominated. But the fact is, we had a reasonable period when we had relations with Gaddafi, and then we basically threw him under the bus and misinterpreted what this whole Arab Spring was going to bring.
Totally. You know what? Joel and I were, and we do have diverse opinions on a lot of things, but I think we agree on this, on a lot of the things that happened in the Middle East. When we pulled all of our troops out, that just left a vacuum that had to be filled and will always be filled. And when we did that, I'd spent two different times in Iraq. And the plan was the whole time was to keep troops in there for 5, 6, 7 years at least, enough to keep the borders safe and keep the lid on stuff, let people grow. When you pulled everybody out with nothing there, it was just a matter of time. And then you have, like you said, in the Arab Spring, now you've got the Middle East is just... It is a basket case.
Well, and we've contributed to it. President Trump said this morning at the United Nations that a lot of countries in the audience were going to hell. And he specifically named North Korea, Colombia, and Iran. But in fact, a lot of countries in the Middle East are not in very good shape. I was not able to walk in Gaza In the Sinai Peninsula, the Egyptian government and military would not give me permission, and there are attacks all the time by ISIS. Or in Libya, I got to the Libyan border and asked the Egyptians to let me cross in, but they said if I did cross in, I'd be considered an ISIS sympathizer and would not be able to get back in Egypt. Going into Libya is suicide today. And Algeria, which has been going on since the early 90s as a result of a disputed election that forced out the Islamic winners. These are basket cases. Tunisia looks reasonably calm, but it's dangerous today.
I would say that, you know, they've been having their problems. Okay, I hate to cut it off there, but when you get back from Tunisia, when do you think that might be?
October 21st.
October 21st. And in October, please come back and spend an hour with us here, Joel. And we want to talk about your viewpoints on these things and a lot of other things, too.
Thanks very much, Carl. And I look forward to that promised donation to the Alzheimer's.
You're going to get it today. As soon as we walk out here, you'll get the check. But this is Join the Fight for Alzheimer's, First Survivor, Reading Walked In Alzheimer's. It's going to be this Saturday, Reading Civic Auditorium. It starts at 8:30. The walk starts at 9:30. You've got to come in and register. And this is just a great way to help fight this battle that is spreading. Once every 64 seconds, somebody right now is diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Thank you, Kay Helson and Joel Strady McClure.
Thank you very much for having
us. Thank you.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff's going to be on. Let's find out what's going on with that. Everybody, have a great day. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And news from Town Hall, brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading. By Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
And I'll keep the
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Rocket Man is on a suicide mission. The words of President Trump addressing the UN earlier today. Mr. Trump referring to North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and his refusal to give up his nukes. President says Kim better change course. Or else.
The United States has great strength and patience. But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
The president calls Iran a rogue state whose chief export is violence, and Mr. Trump says the Iran nuclear deal